The UN's expert advisor on the rights of Indigenous peoples has urged the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to reconsider his rejection of the call for an Indigenous voice to Parliament, which was a key part of the Uluru Statement issued just over a year ago after a national Indigenous consultation process. The advisor, or special rapporteur as she's known, is Victoria Tauli Corpus. She's currently in Australia and she says the PM must listen more carefully to Indigenous people. But she's also looking into another aspect of Indigenous rights globally that for her has a personal element. The 65-year-old grandmother is a member of the Kankanay Ingarot Indigenous community in the Philippines. And President Rodrigo Duterte's government has put her on a list of alleged terrorists, leaving her fearful of going home. With over 80 Indigenous environmental and human rights activists killed last year, Ms. Tauli Corpus will soon report to the UN Human Rights Commission on the criminalisation and repression of Indigenous activism. I asked her about the situation when we spoke on the line to Canberra earlier.
Well, the problem is that many Indigenous peoples in various parts of the world have been filed with trumped-up charges. And these charges have led to situations where they have to spend a lot of time defending themselves in the courts. But it also has led to their being put in jail, even if the charges are false. And this is happening in many countries in Latin America, even in my own country, where I myself has also been subjected to that kind of treatment. And so it's using the justice system basically to paralyze Indigenous people's leaders and activists and their movements.
And as you say, I suspect you don't want to be in this position, but you've found yourself as an example in your own life of this phenomenon. Mm. The Philippines government has put you on a list of terror suspects. Mm. I have to ask you first, do you have the links the government alleges? And if not, what got you on that list?
Well, I don't have any links and or in our any association with this the Communist Party of the Philippines or the New People's Army. I think what put me in that list is the fact that I came up with a press statement which was covered extensively in the media, criticizing the declaration of martial law in Mindanao, the extrajudicial killings of Indigenous leaders and activists, and the displacement that they are facing from their communities. And I think this is done in retaliation to my criticism about what's happening to Indigenous peoples in the country.
And so now you don't return home? What do you fear?
Basically, what I fear is that, while I have immunity as a UN expert, it's not a guarantee in light of the fact that we have a context where extrajudicial killings are happening and that there is basically a deterioration of the rule of law.
Now, Australia isn't putting Indigenous activists on terror lists or killing them for activism. So where do you think Australia sits in this set of concerns you have? Because you've reported before on Australia on issues like incarceration and removal of children. Where would you put Australia in this set of concerns you have?
Well, I think that Australia still hasn't really fully implemented the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. And there is still an ongoing process of Indigenous peoples to get them constitutionally recognized. But also in terms of social programs, social and economic programs, they should also be given the possibility to determine how their economic, social and cultural development should proceed. As it is right now, the closing gap strategy, the assessment says that it hasn't really worked as it should. So I think that Australia has to review that these measures that they are taking and revise them in accord jointly with the Indigenous peoples.
You'd be aware, of course, that just over a year ago, a large group of Indigenous representatives came up with a declaration to the Australian people calling for an Indigenous voice to Parliament, among other things. The Prime Minister says that won't pass. We can't do that. Let's work on something else. Do you accept that the Prime Minister may have actually been brave to recognise that there might be a constitutional obstacle and that there needs to be something different to what Indigenous people have actually proposed?
Well, Well, I think that that the Prime Minister really has to listen more carefully to the indigenous peoples and give them the possibility to raise these issues within the relevant bodies. I think that indigenous peoples, the Aborigines in Australia, have been suffering for so long from social injustice and lack of protection of their rights. And it's really the time for the government to deal with this. And I hope the Prime Minister will reconsider his view and sit down with the people who have been working on this and reconcile with them in terms of what needs to be done constitutionally.
So if Indigenous people, and of course it won't be 100% of Indigenous people, but it was a large group in this case, if that proposal is put forward, and I'm being a devil's advocate here, I suppose, should the rest of Australia automatically accept that without question?
No, I think that the rest of Australia would have the right to ask questions. But the fact that there is such a proposal should really lead towards a good faith dialogue between the Indigenous peoples and the government and between the Indigenous peoples and the dominant population. I think that's what it calls for.
How do you think Australia's reputation is affected by the repeated reports of the failure to address Indigenous disadvantage in this country?
Well, I think that Australia's reputation is not in a very good shape because the statistics would show how disadvantaged Indigenous peoples are. And the measures that have been taken for decades now aren't really bringing about good results. So I recommend strongly that they really revisit these measures and revise them accordingly, but jointly with Indigenous people.
The UN's expert advisor on the rights of Indigenous peoples, Victoria Tauli-Corpus.